This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Toll free as we launch into the second hour of the program. Plenty of time for you if you want to join us now. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian
and Conan.
So according to the Free Range Kids blog at freerangekids.com, another parent, this time a mom in upstate New York in the Rochester area, has been arrested for the dastardly crime of allowing her 10-year-old son to shop at the Lego store while she shopped at a different store in the same mall. The story from WHEC says a Pittsburgh mother is accused of leaving her 10-year-old child alone in the Lego store. Deputies say the 44-year-old Gia Fan was arrested at about 5:37 Sunday evening and charged with endangering the welfare of a child. Alert readers may recall that similar things happened in 2014 in Long Island, and then a Lego store in Canada also detained an 11-year-old. The store detained the 11-year-old for being too young to shop alone. That child's father, Doug Dunlop, wrote this letter to the company. Quote, "Dear Lego, today our son went to the Lego store in Chinook Mall, Calgary, Alberta. He had over $200 and was intending to purchase some Legos with it. Imagine my surprise when I entered the store and found that the manager had called a security guard to detain my son. I spoke to the security guard, who told me the Lego store required a parent to be with any child 12 or under. He stated it was Lego store policy and that he was just enforcing it. I then followed the guard to the manager and asked him why he would call security on my son. He said that for safety reasons, no child under 12 could be left unattended in the store."
Okay, so now this was a 2015 incident. Not the same incident as the mother who was actually arrested. I'm more interested in that. Did they actually arrest her, or did some cops just come and talk to her and say, "Hey, look"?
No, she was at the very least charged.
You can't do this.
I mean, most of the time when they charge somebody, they arrest them, but not always. So back to the question. So it was just an excerpt from his letter. She goes on. This is Free Range Kids. "My question is, a child of double digits unattended or simply on their own if they're out in public without an adult chaperone? One label implies negligence on the part of the parent. The other implies a parent who has raised a competent young adult. Another question, did Lego call the cops on the latest kid, or did the cops stumble upon the kid on their own? The Lego corporate press office has not responded to my request for comment. The manager of the Eastview Mall Lego store," now we're talking about the one in Rochester here, this one that just happened, "Dan Prouty, told me he could not comment on whether or not someone at his store called the cops. But Prouty did acknowledge that there's a sign in his store's window that says, in his words, quote, 'Children under the age of 12 are not allowed to be unattended in the store.' That's paraphrased a little bit," unquote.
You know, I suspect this is actually, because this is, Reason has found three incidents in the past 3 years that this has happened at Lego stores. I suspect it's part of their policy, children 17 and under, 17 and under,
17, okay,
must be accompanied by an adult supervisor 18 years of age of older. Adults 18 plus will not be admitted without a child with the, oh, excuse, adults 18 and up without a child can't actually enter either. So they've got,
whoa.
So you can't be too young and you can't be too old. Interesting.
Okay, so wait, run that by me one more time.
Okay, so this is...
Because
this,
it says here it's age under 12 can't come in unattended.
That's the sign in his window.
Right.
Now, the actual policy on their page, you know what, I'm actually going to have to click on this. All right, so Reason has quoted their policy, "Children 17 and under must be accompanied by an adult supervisor 18 years of age or older."
It's ridiculous.
"Adults 18 and over will not be admitted without a child, with the exception of adult-only nights." So I guess they're going to open it up to adult shopping for Christmas. Because you can't take your kids Christmas shopping when you're, you know.
Right.
You can't take them with you.
That is crazy restrictions, man. I don't know if that applies at the Disney store, because I was saying, Mark and I, we were at Disney World, and they had a Lego store. I'd never been in one of these things before. Apparently, I can't go to them. But I was in this one, and it was just so busy, Conan, that maybe they just couldn't possibly enforce those rules, because it was just nonstop traffic in and out of that place. I mean, the lines, if you are a cashier at this store, it doesn't stop for you. You have to, like, take a break and have somebody relieve you, because it's nonstop purchasing. You don't get to do anything else as a cashier.
The question is, why has Lego had to enact these policies? Is it because they are doing so good that they are able to actually, maybe, I mean, are they having problems with kids going through there
and abducted or something?
And just looking and knocking things over, shoplifting?
Well, of course, kids are going to, you know, break stuff. I mean, that's. I guess it makes sense. I understand the reason why you wouldn't want a small child in there, because, you know, they might pee on the floor or something like that. I don't know. But it seems really, really unusually restricted, like crazy. Anyway, let me go on here. The Lego corporate press office also did not respond. She says, okay, so this is Lenore Scanese. She says she went into the Lego store at Rockefeller Center in New York City yesterday and asked the guard if I could let my hypothetical 11-year-old come shop by himself, and the guard told me no, she says. Lego does seem obsessed with age liability, and then she quotes the rules that you just quoted. She says some people are almost always too old or too young to visit a Legoland alone. As for the mom in upstate New York, WHEC says she was, quote, given an appearance ticket. Okay, so there's your answer. She was not arrested. She was just ticketed there, right there on the spot, and is expected to answer the charge in Victortown Court on a future date. So, again, charged with endangering the welfare of a child for allowing her son to go into the Lego store by himself.
Endangering the welfare of a child is driving drunk,
yeah,
90 miles an hour down the interstate.
Absolutely.
With your kids in the back seat, not strapped into their car seats. Allowing your kids to actually get out, get dirty, figure things out on their own, learn on their own. The only thing you're asking for is having your kids live with you till they're 30. Because they're not going to be able to do anything. They're not going to wash their clothes. They're not going to be able to go shopping on their own and buy their own stuff. They're not going to be able to take care of themselves. It's just, these overprotective PC regulations that, not regulations, just the mindset that the, that
it's scary,
that mostly the boomers are responsible for, but, you know, in a way, it's, you know, Generation X as well.
I want to know, I mean, if there's anybody listening to us tonight who supports the fact that this lady was arrested, who thinks that this is endangering a child, that you always have to have your children within your immediate vicinity in order for you to not be arrested and or charged with some sort of crime. Because now, if mom gets convicted of this, well, she's going to go to jail.
Well, she's not going to go. Well, she might lose her kid.
That's a possibility as well.
They will open up a case. They will look at
DCF.
They will look at her income. Yeah. They will look at her priors.
Send a social worker over.
They will see if she has a job.
Yep.
And they will make a decision. And she'll either lose her kid, or she'll have to go through a year's worth of caseworkers, you know, coming over every week. To make
ridiculous.
Sure that she's not abusing her kids or endangering them or whatnot.
If they get their hands on her child, then he's really in danger. I mean, you want to talk about endangering the welfare of a child, go ahead, put him in a foster home.
Oh, yeah, it's always better to leave him with the kid, the dad that's beating his kids, than it is actually put him in one of these foster homes where the kid might die.
There's a chance of that, although, again, nobody's even accused her of beating the child, just, you know, letting him go shopping.
Well, that's the thing. It's actually, this is how bad it's gotten, where...
That's tantamount to beating them.
Whereas, like, if you throw that argument at us, could you leave a kid, a child, with his abusive stepdad, versus the stepdad allowing his kid to walk down to McDonald's on his own with a pocket full of cash?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is more...
What's worse?
What's worse?
Get the kid arrested.
I know exactly what's worse.
Break.
But now we're at a point where... That line has been erased.
It's a scary... I mean, this is like so... I just can't even imagine why somebody would support what happened to this lady. How a cop could do what they did to her, how anybody out there could look at this case and say, yeah, that's right, throw the book at her. She needs to get punished for letting her child go into the Lego
store. The do-gooders of the world only want the best for us, Ian.
And if Lego is behind this, if Lego is the people who called the police, shame on them for that. That is an they should be embarrassed by doing that. 855-450-FREE allows you to comment. Free talk.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1581. That's 1-800-660-1581. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Live, and you can dial toll-free to join us here on the radio. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian
and Conan.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Well, join Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are fast and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. That's Dash.org. You can find out why as we go to your calls and thoughts. Still, would love to hear from somebody that thinks parents should be arrested. Parents should be ticketed. Parents should have to go to court if their child, in this case a 10-year-old boy, is allowed to go shopping by themselves. In an event that every single, likely every child of the 80s, as you and I are, Conan, has gone through this, where you're at the mall with your parents, your mom wants to go to some store, and you don't want to go with her. You know, there's a very good chance that it was her son who wanted to go into that store by himself, and she allowed him to do it. She felt like he was, you know, he's with it enough, aware of his surroundings enough, knows to say no to strangers or whatever, and, you know, she felt comfortable allowing him to do that, but somebody called the cops. Maybe it was the store. They aren't commenting about it. And the cops ended up ticketing her for it with an endangering the welfare of a child charge. So if you want to weigh in on that, we'd love to hear from you, especially if you support what the police are doing. And is this something that's only happening in New York? Are there other states where this is going down?
If you Google parents being arrested for allowing their kids to walk to school, to McDonald's, yeah, to the store, leaving them on their own, it is, the list is endless. This is just Lego and the moment.
Okay,
but this has been going on for many years, and it's growing. It's getting bigger and bigger.
I don't think I've ever heard of anything like this happening in New Hampshire, for instance. I mean, there's a big difference in kind of the attitudes of people between New York and New Hampshire, where people, I think, tend to be more independent, more freedom-minded.
I mean, more like live free or die.
Yeah,
let your kids go to the store on their own,
right,
or die.
More leave me alone kind of thing, leave my kids alone kind of thing. So I want to hear from you if you want to weigh in. But let's go to your calls here. 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Shirley is in Arizona listening to K-Talks. Shirley, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I just like to comment about the Lego incident with a child.
Sure.
My feeling is it goes back to the saying where, do you know where your children are? And it's a safety thing because there are so many predators out there, and they focus in on stores and malls where they see unattended children. And a lot of people have lost their children that way.
No, kidnapped. It's not a lot of people. You know that that actually happens less often these days?
Right. But also, right, I have worked in the stores in the past, the children do inadvertently touch things and maybe get hurt, and then have,
sure,
there have been instances where children have gone and fallen asleep underneath counters, and,
yep,
you know, they went and they're looking for the child. So, you know, to me,
I
would want to keep,
sure,
an eye on my child or make sure he's with or she is with an older child or cousin or brother, you know, so that they're not, you know, vulnerable to things. You know, stuff happens, you know, and they're still kids.
You've got to let it happen. If you don't let the kid get too close to the stove, he's never going to figure it out. And one day when you're not there, he's gonna figure it out and burn himself badly.
I mean, I get the point what she's saying, though.
Right.
I mean, you don't want like a kid pulling down a shelf on top of themselves.
And that's why I think this is more about, this isn't about predators, because there aren't any more predators now than there were
about 30
years ago. This is about liability, and the company doesn't want to get sued.
Mm.
Well, that's the two probably, but also, you know, they say like when you carry a concealed weapon, you know, be aware of your surroundings.
Right.
And the child is so engrossed in what they're doing with the toys and stuff that,
yep,
you know, and somebody could say, oh, that kid's got a lot of money. You know, there's all kinds of dangers. You know, I wouldn't. I don't let my pets.
Nobody's gonna say that about a kid. I mean, kids generally don't have a lot of money. It's pretty unusual. Like this, they gave one example of a kid that had $200 in a Lego store,
yeah.
And I guess you pretty much have to have $200 if you're gonna go to the Lego store. But
not,
you
know, typical.
Yeah, it's pretty atypical for sure.
Well, I know at the local grocery store, you know, when you go anywhere, they don't want kids running up and down the aisles because they're afraid to fall. And you know, to me, it's just, you know, I personally would want to know where my child is with someone.
Okay, that's fine, but do you think that this lady should have been charged criminally?
No.
It's one thing to say,
no.
Okay, good.
No.
Thank goodness.
No, I don't think she should be charged criminally. She should just be, you know, the store has their policies, and like I said, the child may be maybe not mature for their age, and, you know, how can the store employee make that judgment, you know?
In your opinion, when does a child become a teenager?
Well, I believe in the
capable
buddy.
Of taking care of their own.
I believe in the buddy system. We had that in camp, you know, that when you go somewhere, it's best to go with someone, you know.
Well, even
another,
in that case,
another, the buddy system not being.
Well, in that
alone.
Case, 2 10-year-olds would also not have been allowed in here. So they, Lego is incredibly restrictive. They won't even allow. It seemed like they had two different policies. The one that we read was if they're under 12, they're not allowed in unattended. But then there's another one that says children 17 and under must be accompanied by an adult supervisor.
Well,
so I don't get it.
In some states, they had a lot of trouble with. Teenagers and younger at some of the malls that it got to the point where, you know,
they had to ban teens from the mall.
And all, so maybe that's part of it, you know.
That, well,
you know,
I mean, I understand.
They can't be babysitting everybody's kids.
Yeah, no doubt. I get it. Look, I get it from the perspective of a store. Like, you don't want a bunch of hooligans hanging around scaring away the good customers,
right?
You don't want a bunch of loser teenagers who have no job and nothing to do, you know, just hanging out all day and, you know, heckling customers or whatever. You don't want that happening. So I get it. I don't blame anybody for banning a bunch of teenage punks from the mall. I don't think there's any problem with that. We're talking about children here who are young and who are, you know, they at some point need to be let off the leash. They at some point need to be allowed to explore the world on their own. This arbitrary age of 18, just that's no good. You can't have it be where it's 18 when you finally let your son or daughter go to the store by themselves. That's crazy.
And suddenly you can go to the store and you can vote and you can join the military and you can buy cigarettes.
I relate it to take when you go diving or swimming, take a buddy with you. When you go somewhere hiking, take a buddy with you. So to me, you know, I know the policy to me is two kids together. They can, you know, share and watch out for each other.
Yeah, they'd be a little safer that way, for sure.
They have their own policy, you know, for their.
Shirley,
like
thank you for your call tonight. I appreciate your input on this. And
yeah.
I'm glad that she didn't think that mom, in this case, should have been arrested. So, I mean, every parent, you know, they set their own rules. They set their own circumstances for their kids, what they think is appropriate and not. But the problem comes in when you want to force your viewpoint down on other parents. When you believe you're so right on how to raise kids that you're willing to use the violence of the state to enforce that viewpoint on others, that's when it crosses the line in my book. This is Free Talk Live. You can weigh in.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberry's Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to harvestright.com or call 800-923-9591. That's harvestright.com or 800-923-9591.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up what you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. It's Ian in the studio with you here tonight.
And Conan.
And don't forget, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can go shopping with us. Hey, there's no age restrictions at Amazon.
Uh-oh.
You just go to shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon. They don't know how old you are, so they can't stop you from coming in there. And they don't care, really, as long as your credit card number clears. They don't care if you're 10 years old. You have no, they have no idea.
How many 10-year-olds have a credit card?
Well, they might have borrowed mom's credit card in that case. Whether they did it with her permission or not is another question. But you can go to shop.freetalklive.com, and I bet you, they've got a big Lego selection there. And I wonder, you know, where's the cheapest place to get Legos these days?
eBay.
Is it eBay?
I think you're always going to get, yeah, buying used and
right.
Buying the
I meant brand new.
The buckets.
Like
brand new, a sale, Christmas yeah. Sales at like Walmart or Home Depot.
So if you go to shop.freetalklive.com, you can order whatever you need to get, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. Just start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com as we continue here. So, you know, people, they've got a lot of opinions about how people should raise their kids. I personally don't. I don't have kids. Conan, you did. You had a daughter. And, you know, how did you handle growing up with responsibilities? I mean, you know, do you remember the first time that you kind of let her come home from school alone or go to the park by herself or whatever? Do you have any recollection of that?
Oh, yeah. And I had runs in with Children Family Services.
Really?
Really. Leaving the kid alone.
Where?
In the house.
In the house.
Locked. To run down
How
to
old?
The run down the street, like 10 years old, something like that.
I was coming home at 7 when I was home alone. I remember my parents felt I was ready. They gave me my own key to the house, and I was able to come home alone and, you know, sit and watch cartoons until my parents got home.
For a couple more hours until parents are getting home from work. You can't do that anymore. So here I am, actually raised my daughter pretty much the same way, not the same way that I was. I was let loose. Uh-huh. I was, you know, I didn't even wear clothes until I was in kindergarten. You know, lived on 40 acres of farmland, you know, running around with the animals, you know, wading through the swamp. I mean, it was crazy. I mean, there was countless snakes and critters that I would go out and collect. But I moved to Gainesville, which was a little bigger than where I grew up.
Yeah. And you were right, by the way. I checked the population. There's over 100,000.
And there was one time. This happened more than once. I would just run down to the gas station or something.
Buck naked?
Yeah, exactly. No, this is when, as a father with my 10-year-old at home.
Oh, okay.
One of the neighbors started monitoring me, and sure enough, I left out for a second, and they called the cops. I came home, and they were waiting for me.
They say to you?
Oh, they ran me through the racket. I had to deal with these people for a whole year before they determined that I was not a threat to my daughter and that I was good to go. But there was an awful lot of man hours that were used to determine that. And I heard the horror stories. You know, as soon as I dealt with one caseworker, and about, you know, a couple of weeks in, she realized that this was, it was pointless. Mm-hmm. So our visits became just that, you know, her day.
She was doing her job.
It was her hour off, really.
Right, right.
And we would just talk about all the horror stories that she had to deal with. And I heard there are horror stories taking place.
Of course, there's abusive parents who actually, you know, hurt their kids. And those are the ones you would think they'd be focusing on, but instead, you know, they're focusing on these busybody neighbors who are calling in reports. Who was the neighbor? Do you know who it was?
Oh, I know exactly who it was.
Is it like some old lady that's just looking out her window all day?
That's exactly what it was. Nothing
that's
to do.
Florida for you.
It was a grandmother. Her kids had, you know, already moved on.
It was Gainesville, you said.
It was in Gainesville.
Yeah.
And, you know, we never had any issues. You know, I didn't have an
old protect the whole neighborhood.
I didn't have an unkept or dirty lawn. I didn't make noise. You know, I was a good neighbor.
Yeah.
And it was just this one incident that she determined that something's got to be done.
She knew you had left the house without your daughter, and she called the cops.
Yeah.
And this was how long ago? A decade? Something
well,
ago?
She was 10 years old. So it was 10 years ago.
Wow.
And that was a very, very scary times for me. Because I didn't know what was going to happen.
Sure,
you
can take your kid.
You know, I raised my daughter as a single parent her whole life.
Right.
And her mother wouldn't have been capable of taking care of her. So I don't know where she would have gone.
Someplace bad.
Well, maybe they would have introduced the grandparents. Possibly. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the decisions they make after that. But yeah, I was. I put my good face on, for sure. I'm not going to lie. I did not try to fight the man, try to fight the system. I played all their games.
Yeah, they'll escalate and take your kid.
Yeah, I played all their games and signed all of their letters and, you know, went to court and the whole nine. And it's all past me.
The only thing I can think of around here, and again, I mean, I don't see all the news headlines in this area. You're probably more connected to it than I am, Conan, because you did a local news show for a while, news and opinion show here in the Keene, New Hampshire area. And the only thing I can recollect is when Keene police officer Jason Short smashed in somebody's car window like a year or so ago.
I remember that.
And he thought it was a baby that had been left in a hot car, but it was actually like a realistic-looking doll.
I think that's happened more than once, too. Not here, just here in Keene, but that got national...
He did make some headlines on that one. And by the way, Jason Short, for those who don't know, is featured as one of the antagonists in the documentary film Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree, so you can see who he is there. But, you know, to his credit, he at least thought it was a baby in a hot car.
Did you see pictures of the baby?
I don't recall.
This is one of those...
It's realistic looking.
Very realistic, yeah. Almost sickly realistic babies.
Well, it's like teenage girls to teach them about baby rearing or whatever?
No, I think this was a mother who couldn't have kids who collected these things. And,
really?
Okay. There's, yeah.
I thought it was one of those things where they get, you know, they have to take care of the baby for like a week in school or something like
that. Well, the kid was in a car seat, strapped in. I mean,
so it looked real.
It looked real, yeah.
You know, I
probably would have broken open the window myself.
You can forgive him for that, right? Yeah, like, that makes sense. And I think they did apologize ultimately in that circumstance.
They probably paid for it.
Maybe.
Well, I'm sorry, we paid for it.
Well, but I don't recall hearing anything else about that. So I'm not saying it doesn't happen in New Hampshire, but I don't ever see those headlines. It seems like the three that we've got here tonight of the Lego store incidents, two out of the three were New York, and the third was in Canada. So, you know, this insanity definitely is afflicting a lot of people today. That's definitely true. But I just find myself wondering, are there some places that are more safe than others as far as the attitudes of the parents in or other people in that region?
Yeah, out in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
You know, out
where no one can.
People, you know, they're watching each other. You got where neighborhood watches exist.
Mm-hmm.
Where people are watching, well, you know, but you go to a population of 100,000 and people, they don't know each other's names.
Yeah.
They just, you know, they're just people in, they're just units in a hive. And they learn these things because they saw them on court TV.
Yeah.
They saw them on their favorite sitcom or on their favorite crime movie. And they don't know what else to do except it seems like it's ingrained in them, and it's what they're supposed to do.
They think they're helping.
Yeah, they think they're helping. And maybe in the case of this woman, who I don't think she was a little hillbilly. I think she might have been.
Which one? In this story?
No, in my situation.
The woman who called on you, the snitch.
Yeah, I think she was projecting. I think that she might have been in some situations where she was dealing with some baby daddy drama.
Mm.
And possibly she was just looking out for me because she didn't want to, you know.
Looking out for you.
Yeah, looking out for me and the kid, of course.
How is that looking out for you by calling the cops on you?
Well, I mean, looking out for the kid, of course, first, and me second. Because I'm the one paying the bills. I'm the one, you know, driving the kid to school and, you know, feeding them.
It's just a terrifying
situation. And, you know, back to the Lego thing. I don't think this is the PC rules taking over. I think it's just policy to prevent riffraff from taking over the store. I don't.
Riffraff. You mean like teenagers?
Teenagers. Teenager problems.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. More coming up here in moments. 855-450 free like freedom. 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth cofactor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. And, of course, you can join us online and get interactive over at freetalklive.com, where we've got the Free Talk Live, the YouTube channel, where you can watch the show live on YouTube. You can also watch it later on. We've got archives that go back for at least a couple of years, I think, now on YouTube. And, of course, non-YouTube archives, audio archives, go back for like a decade over at freetalklive.com. If you want to find our YouTube channel, you can just go to youtube.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right to it. There was a headline a few weeks ago from, let's see here, this was The Sun. .co.uk. This was the 28th of June, so I guess it's like, only about a week and a half ago. And then just recently this week, an update about the Venezuelan cop who has apparently stolen a police helicopter and then proceeded to drop grenades on the Supreme Court in a coup attempt. And he's making videos as well, with like him, and here's one of them from that The Sun has on the front page of the website here, not their website, but this article, with the man in question, this rogue cop, and let's see, I don't even have his name right now. Oscar Perez, that's what it is. Oscar Perez standing with four masked men with machine guns behind him. Perez is the only one that is unmasked, and he delivers some sort of message, probably in Spanish here.
ser juzgados el día de mañana.
The cop apparently counts Ms. Venezuela, former Ms. Venezuela, as a friend and is actually in photographs with Ms. Venezuela, whose name is Irene Esser. She's packing heat. She's carrying a machine gun with him and looking pretty nice.
You left out one part. Police helicopter pilot / part-time actor.
Well, you got to do what you got to do to make ends meet.
And he looks like someone straight off of a
Miami Vice,
a Latin drama, adult drama.
According to the story at the Sun, the aircraft that he stole fired 15 shots at the Interior Ministry in Caracas, where scores of people were at a social event. Say officers. Footage on social media shows a police helicopter circling over the city before shots and a loud bang are heard. The celebrity police officer is said to have piloted the stolen aircraft, issued a statement denouncing the, quote, criminal government, unquote, on Instagram. President Nicolas Maduro said the attack was a bizarre attempt at ousting him from power. Earlier, the chopper pilot, identified as Oscar Perez, called for a rebellion against Maduro's tyranny as part of a coalition of members of the country's security forces. And then there's multiple photos of this man who, you know, presumably these are from his Instagram account. Oscar, looks like Instagram, Oscar Perez GV. Is perhaps where these came from. One of them with him underwater holding a machine gun. I don't know if guns work very well underwater. I don't think they're designed for that. There's a photo of him hanging out of the stolen helicopter with the machine gun. Another one with him and like a samurai sword. I mean, this guy really, he's something else. Calling openly for rebellion, teaming up with Irene Esser, former Miss Venezuela. Authorities said they were still searching for the rebel, who's a part-time actor and has appeared in a number of films. In a video released on social media, Perez, flanked by four armed men, says, quote, that's the one I just played an excerpt from, quote, Venezuelans, dear brothers, we talk to you on behalf of the state. We are a coalition of military, police, and civilians in search of an equilibrium and against this transitory criminal government. We have two choices: be judged tomorrow by our conscience and the people, or begin today to free ourselves from this corrupt government. He added, this fight is against the vile government, against tyranny. Unquote.
Interesting. You know, the more I look into this, the more suspicious I am of this man and who is backing him.
You think that he is a plant?
I think he's a CIA hitman.
CIA?
Oh yeah. They want to. Well, they've done a lot of damage to Venezuela.
Have they?
Sure, but what have they done? But they don't have the guy in control who they would want in control. If they were to rewrite the Constitution and have re-elections, they could get someone more favorable to the U.S. In charge, and maybe
oil prices. Is that what the motivation is?
Yeah, it's either oil or some other natural resource.
Well, I mean, they've got plenty of resources.
Are there any canals going through Venezuela, or is that only Panama?
I don't know about that. I don't think so. But they've got, you know, a lush natural resources that they could tap. The only thing is they're not, because they're a socialist hellhole, and you're not basically allowed to own things and
Before it turned into a hellhole, how was tourism?
It was fine at some point in the past.
I find it interesting that the government of Venezuela, the government accused the policeman of links to the CIA and to Miguel Rodriguez, a former interior minister and intelligence chief under Mr. Maduro and his predecessor, Hugo Chavez, who recently broke with the government.
What if he is not working directly for the CIA? What if they're funding him and he doesn't even realize?
That's typically how it works. Yeah. The money doesn't always come directly from some guy in a suit. It goes around a couple of corners.
Perez also claims to not be associated with any political party, stating in another video that his allegiance is, quote, to the truth and to Christ, unquote. Venezuelan site El Nacional has reported that Perez is a former captain in the CICPC, Venezuela's intelligence and investigative body. That sounds like the secret police. There was a story, Conan, that we shared about the Bitcoin miners in Venezuela, where the secret police of Venezuela, like their equivalent of the
Gestapo?
No. Well, maybe, but they're equivalent of like the essentially the Secret Service here in the United States. The secret police in Venezuela is looking for Bitcoin miners. They're investigating Bitcoin miners because in Venezuela they subsidize, the government subsidizes the power. So people don't pay for the power they actually use. They pay a subsidized rate or get it for free. And so you can mine Bitcoin for near free for just the cost of the equipment. And so the Bitcoin miners who are able to operate undetected are actually doing very, very well, and they're living well, and they're able to give money to people. And
are they cracking down and taking their Bitcoin from them, or are they
taking their equipment from them, and they're arresting them, charging them with
and then keeping the Bitcoin
if they can get it
themselves.
Yeah, and they're charging them with basically stealing power. So apparently, it sounds like this guy used to work for that agency. His Instagram profile, which states he's a crime unit investigator, a pilot, and canine instructor, is flooded with pictures of him holding guns. One of them features former Miss Venezuela Irene Esser with the pair seen lying on the ground and pointing guns. Local media has also linked Perez to a 2015 action film called Suspended Death, which he co-produced and starred in as an intelligence agent who's sent to rescue a kidnapped businessman. Those on the ground say it's a miracle that no one was killed during the incident. Again, he threw at least one grenade, apparently, out of the helicopter and shot multiple times at the Interior Ministry and the Supreme Court. Later on, Information Minister, which basically means he's a liar, Ernesto Villegas, read a statement from the government accusing the helicopter of firing 15 shots against the Interior Ministry as a reception was taking place for 80 people celebrating National Journalist Day. It then flew a short distance to the court, which was in session at the time. Remember, this is the same court that protesters set fire to a couple few weeks ago and launched what were called four Israeli-made grenades of Colombian origin. Villegas said his security forces...
Wait, they're Israeli-made of Colombian origin.
Meaning they were made in Israel, and then supposedly they came from Colombia. So they were smuggled in to Venezuela from Colombia, is the claim. That's the claim. Now, that's what the government says, and we know they lie, and they want to make Colombia look like, a bad guy. It's their next-door neighbor there. They've got a border with Colombia, and there's constantly people smuggling things out and into, mostly out of Venezuela. If they can get gas and smuggle it out and then get paid in U.S. dollars for it in Colombia, that makes them very, it makes it worth the trip to heft a big old tank of gas across the border. It's fascinating stuff. Security forces were being deployed to apprehend Perez, but they didn't. They didn't apprehend him because he's back in the news again. According to an updated story from PanAmPost.com, the same police officer who stole the helicopter in Caracas late last month has now reappeared in a new video, calling for further action against Nicolas Maduro's dictatorship. Oscar Perez, they can kind of recap what happened. Now he's released another video describing the second phase of his plan. He says, quote, "We will remain firmly on the streets with ferocity and energy." And what he's referring to there is the protesters that have been in the streets of Venezuela for many weeks. It's been pretty intense down there from what I understand. And he's saying they're not going to let up. He says, quote, "We are defending our future, rights, and liberty," unquote. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Does this guy really believe in liberty, or does he just want a seat at the throne? This is Free Talk Live, Hour 3, coming up.
You have probably heard about Bitcoin and virtual currencies, but you don't really know what to do next. Maybe you feel like they have already passed you by. Nothing could be further from the truth. Bitcoin is an emergent technology still. It's still in beta, and it is sweeping the globe. All the information that you need to learn about Bitcoin is at Bitcoin.com. Go to your browser, type in Bitcoin.com, choose a wallet program, get Bitcoins, and then spend Bitcoins. Bitcoin.com, the only site you need to know for virtual currencies. Bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.